You may have heard our regular RNIB Connect Voices Networks roundups here on RNIB Connect Radio, providing blind and partially sighted people from across the UK with opportunities to have their say in the design of our products and services, as well as contributing to the charity's research. Well, we thought it would be a good time to find out a little bit more about RNIB Connect Voices Networks itself and what it is like as a blind or partially sighted person to get involved. I am now joined by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, and Mark Griffiths, an RNIB Connect Voices member, to find out more. Hello, Charlotte and Mark.
Hi, Toby.
Hi, Toby.
Charlotte, first, could you outline a bit about why the RNIB set up Connect Voices?
Of course, yes. So at RNIB, one of the things that we value most is listening to the lived experience of people who live with sight loss, because that's what helps us to understand what matters most for all blind and partially sighted people across the UK, especially what the key issues and barriers are that you face and what needs to change and how RNIB can help to make these changes. And we believe it's important for blind and partially sighted people to be at the heart of what we think, decide and deliver across RNIB, and that people are involved in designing and giving feedback on our products and services. These are products and services that they themselves will use, so it is really important to have your voice heard in all of our work. And all of this is made possible through our Connect Voices network, which enables people to get involved and help to shape and influence our work on a day-to-day basis.
Charlotte, who is RNIB Connect Voices for, and how can people get involved?
Yes, so Connect Voices is a network of blind and partially sighted people from across the UK who want to help us to improve our services by sharing their personal experiences of sight loss. And the main way that people can get involved is through joining our online Facebook group, where we share all opportunities to get involved with RNIB's work and more. And we do share a range of different opportunities that you can get involved with. So that can be opportunities to get involved with RNIB's work, or, you know, requests from other organisations, and that could be media companies, other charities in the sector, and also researchers and universities who are looking to improve their products and services for VI people as well. Opportunities range from focus groups, academic research, giving feedback, testing new products or services, or simply just completing surveys if that's what you prefer. And the best thing about Connect Voices is that people can get involved in as little or as many opportunities as they want. It's really up to you.
That leads us to Mark. Mark, why did you want to get involved with Connect Voices?
I only recently become blind, just under 2 years ago, and I found myself really in a very bad place, very dark place, and I was trying to understand what I could do going forward. Now, Connect Voices was offered to me by RNIB for people who are visually impaired and get involved in various surveys, campaigns. Now, at the start, I didn't think it was for me, but by going onto the Facebook page and becoming a member, I soon realised there was lots of opportunities, people in a variety of levels, and they was all willing to help you. And you could ask various questions, and people respected where you were and certainly give advice and guidance. And it helped me immensely by getting involved with Connect Voices on the Facebook page.
And I know you've been, as you say, involved with a number of Connect Voices opportunities, and one I would like to sort of focus on a little bit is your involvement with the accessible cereal box. This was part of the work that the RNIB have been doing with Kellogg's to create an accessible packaging for a Cocoa Pops cereal box, with the design of a prototype which Connect Voices members were asked to test out. What did you have to do as part of that testing?
Yes, I sent a post on Facebook Connect Voices, and it seemed to be a very proactive post, one I would certainly would like to get involved with, because I've been to shops and completely lost. So by having that opportunity, I could understand how to use the app, the Navi Lens, and they sent a packaging to my home address to actually put in various locations to understand how it worked, to understand for me as a user how easy it is, and then to give feedback regarding what I found. And I've put that package in various different lighting, in various different rooms, and it was a fantastic piece of technology. It does tell you how far away you are from a product. It gives you product information, whether what allergies is involved, nutrition values, and even to the recycling of the packaging. And I thought this was a very positive for myself to realise that packaging could soon be throughout the shops for me to be more independent and to shopping on a daily basis. So it was a fantastic opportunity to get involved in.
And that was a great opportunity. And Kellogg's are now launching the NaviLens accessible packaging across all their cereal boxes starting from January 2022. And Mark, I know you've been involved in the RNIB Voice of the Customer research. Charlotte, could you tell us a little bit about the research?
Yes, of course. So our Voice of the Customer research really gives blind and partially sighted people the opportunity to influence RNIB's work, particularly by discussing the issues that matter most to them. And each quarter we will listen to new groups of blind and partially sighted people from across the UK. So that's important because we're ensuring that we're listening to new voices every time and new experiences. And during the discussion groups, we want to find out what issues are important to blind and partially sighted people and how they think RNIB can help. And, you know, we come up with a range of topics each time we meet up with a group of blind and partially sighted people, which relate to our current work that's happening across RNIB. So past topics have included audio description, public transport, getting out and about, and as you can imagine, a lot of it has focused on the pandemic and coming out of lockdown. And Mark was part of my discussion group where our main theme was around participating in sports, which was a key topic linked to a key area of work on RNIB's new See Sports Differently campaign. So we discussed a lot about sports and how blind and partially sighted people might face barriers in getting involved with particular sports. And all of the insight that we gather is then shared back with staff to help with their own pieces of work across the organisation. So it's a really valuable piece of research that we run at the moment.
Mark, what was it like being part of this research, and why do you think it is so important for the RNIB to listen to your experiences?
I enjoyed it immensely. I got involved quite quickly with this one. It was a few people got together, and what I liked about it was all from different cities and villages. So we all had different experiences throughout the discussions, and it was good to listen to people's knowledge, advice and guidance within their area. And any issues that anybody had was all listened to, respected, and a lot of the conversations, really good positive information came from people and also the RNIB to either give you guidance in what to do. And one thing Charlotte did mention about the sport, one thing I thought for a person like myself who's visually impaired, walking is a sport and that's all I can do. But listening to the other people who was involved that was doing tennis, cycling, swimming, etc., just gave me that positivity to actually realise and open my mind that there is a bigger world out there, and RNIB are working with other organisations to make that available to ourselves and push those boundaries and get out of our comfort zone.
Finally, Charlotte, how can people find out more and join Connect Voices?
Yes, so as discussed earlier, our Facebook group is the main way that you can get involved with Connect Voices. So if you are 18 and over, you live in the UK and you are on Facebook, then please do search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. We'd love to have you on the group. But if you're not on Facebook, you can still catch up with some Connect Voices opportunities by listening to our fortnightly radio roundup, which is here on RNIB Connect Radio. And we share new opportunities on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Or you can play the latest roundup by searching on your podcast player for RNIB Connect Voices. Just search for RNIB Connect Voices and you'll get all the opportunities coming up on there. Or alternatively, please do call our helpline on 03 03 123 9999 and ask for some more information about Connect Voices, and our helpline advisors will be very happy to help.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Charlotte Jones and Mark Griffiths, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Toby.